The Bill Reid Gallery presents Bright Futures, an exhibition that brings together the innovative art of Bill Reid with new works by contemporary emerging and established Indigenous artists of the Northwest Coast until January 14th, 2024. To celebrate the life of Bill Reid 25 years after his death, contributing artists were invited to ponder and critique the question, how is Bill Reid continuously inspiring contemporary Northwest Coast artists? To learn more about this exhibition, visit billreidgallery.ca.
Good morning, good morning. We are dancing in with Soul Mikasa, Mano Dibango. This is Charlotte Farrell, your own Sister C, right here in the place to be, CJSF Radio 90.1, with your Friday Speak Up Show. Have we got a treat in store for you. Welcome to Speak Up, Listen Up, Act Upon. Our treat for you today is a preview to the messages you'll be hearing daily from Saluau on Kwanzaa, the principles for each day. Guest hosts that I will have among the voices talking about Kwanzaa are the information diva, Deborah Thorne, spiritual practitioner, Daphne Germain, and the heart song vocalist, Johnny Proby, who you've heard before. I would like for you to know we are going to be having some songs. Some of the music is recommended or listed to go with Days of Kwanzaa on the National Museum for African American website. If you want to have a better idea of how you can celebrate Kwanzaa with your family, you can go to that site and you will find more about what to do on each day of Kwanzaa. For example, each day you can light a candle for that day's principle in your candle holder. Candle holder is called a kanara, and you can find those now many places there in the market, or you can find them at different places online, which would support one of the principles of Kwanzaa, which is collective economics. I'm going to have you think about a song. We'll be playing some music that goes with each one of the days. You can look it up. You can find it on YouTube, or you will hear it within our show. The first day, the 26th, is Umoja, Unity. Sister C's got a little bit of a cold, but we'll move forward to say that means to strive for and maintain unity in the family, community, nation, race, and around the world. And the song you're going to be hearing is Worth His Weight in Gold, Rally Round the Flag by Steel Pulse.
Closer to God, we Africans. Closer to God,
Second day of Kwanzaa is Kuji Chagalia, self-determination. You'll be hearing further expression on that day about defining ourselves, the right to name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. Today, the song for reflection that we're going to be playing is I Am the Black Gold of the Sun, Rotary Connection and Minnie Riperton. You can look that up. That's a name in history. One of the award-winning singers that you might want to include in your library. Thank you. Hey, music for the third day for Ujima, collective work and responsibility. Again, that principle is about building and maintaining our community together and making our community's problems our problems and to solve them together. And that's on a local level, a national level, and an international level, because definitely if we work collectively and we think about harmony, we think about how much better the world could function if we solved our problems together. We want to encourage, as a principle of Kwanzaa, look for a way that you can reach out, talk to somebody in your building, in your neighborhood, or around the world through a pen pal, or just through harmonious communications. The song for reflection is Optimistic, Optimistic, Optimistic by Songs of Blackness.
Thank you.
connecting in Ujamaa, cooperative economics. Ujamaa, cooperative economics. The song for reflection is "We're a Winner." Oh, don't you remember? Who can say who that's by? Yeah, you're right, Curtis Mayfield. Purpose. Do you have a purpose? The fifth day of Kwanzaa, you're going to hear on the day, at some time during the day on CJSF, someone speaking about Nia. Nia, the purpose is to make our collective vocation the building and developing of our community in order to restore our people to their traditional greatness. This is something that if you look at the world as our community, we've got environmental storms happening in different parts of the world, earthquakes, wind, water. Just reach out and look at ways that you can make your purpose to be making the world a safer, healthier, more cooperative, survivable place for everyone. The song is Higher Ground by Stevie Wonder. Take me to higher ground. Let your purpose be on a higher ground.
Bye.
As we near the end, the 31st, New Year's Eve, Kuumba, creativity. How creative can you be as you sit at the end of the year looking at what you can do to leave your community more beautiful and beneficial than we inherited it? When Dr. Karinga created this holiday in 1966, it is especially appealing to and moving to Black Americans because of what had happened with the Watts riots, what had happened as a culmination of years of neglect, years of being underserved, years of people of color, Black people especially, being more involved in being arrested, harassed, and beaten by police. And so Kuumba creativity is a way that we can look at how can we learn to overcome the mistakes, misjudgment, ill treatment that happened before, with more loving ways that you use your words, more loving ways that you paint your pictures, make your songs, and do something as simple as giving a person a smile. The song, the music that we're playing to go with this day is Africa by John Coltrane, A Love Supreme. If you haven't heard of him, check some of his music out. It is definitely something to generate and intensify your creativity.